And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland sits across from me, and we are counting down the top 10 albums now, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're doing it all live from Sackville, New Brunswick, CHMA, the campus community radio station here. They were kind enough to host us as we prep and get our Sappy on with Sappy Fest, which is going on this weekend. It's August 1st to the 3rd, so if you're listening to this program in a rebroadcast spot, well, you are probably pretty sad that you missed out on this great festival, but don't worry, it happens every year, so you can check it out next year for sure. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the site where we get the charts.
You'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, so go there right now. All kinds of great stuff to check out all day long.
All right. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it. And we do it in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So please reach out to us and we will do that. Over the past several weeks, we've been featuring a lot of the artists that are playing here at Sappy Fest. I just want to give a shout out to a few of those that we did interview. Shotgun Jimmy, who will be playing on Saturday at 12:30 in the afternoon here in Sackville at the Thunder and Lightning. Also, Ott playing on Saturday evening. We had a chance to talk to him. And Paul Sonnier in the first hour of this program, playing tonight on the main stage at On. That's proper English, on the main stage for Sappy Fest, and he is preceded by Dusted and Free Love Fenner, of whom we also spoke with. Dusted in this hour of the program, Free Love Fenner a little while back, and the Grubbies, shout out to a St. John born artist, Adam Murray, will be playing to kick that off tonight on the main stage. So really excited about that.
And we're also going to hear from a couple other artists who also fall on the charts this week. You're going to hear from Cousins and also Bri Webb, and they are also playing Sappy Fest this weekend and are going to fall on our charts. And we also had opportunities to chat with them in the past, so go check them out also.
Yeah, all kinds happening, and all kinds happening here. We're going to start with number 10, and the countdown will continue from there, of course, with the interviews. Stephen Carlick will join us again in this hour of the program, more music news, and Brian will have the lowdown in this hour of the program. We kick it all off with number 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Damage number 7 this week is White Lung from Deep Fantasy. Here is Just For You at number 10.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. 20. Number 8.
That was the title track from the new Jack White record, Lazaretto, on his own Third Man Records, at number 8, up from number 9. And switching spots with Jack White this week, that was Effed Up from the album Glass Boys, and a track called Warm Change. And kicking off that set and the hour was Just For You by White Lung, there at number 10, down from number 7 with Deep Fantasy.
We're live on location at Sabby Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. Lots of great fun taking place here over the weekend for this great arts and music festival. And another band performing here is Dusted. It's the project of Lowell Campbell, Anna Edwards, and Brian Borchardt of the band Holy F. Brian joins us to chat, and welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks.
So we're excited to see you tonight performing at Sabby Fest, and you'll be there as Dusted, but folks would also recognize you, as I've mentioned, from the Canadian electronica band Holy F. How did this project, the Dusted project, come about?
Well, I'd been working, you know, making records on my own, off and on, but it was something I kind of wanted to move away from, but I still love writing songs. You know, I write a lot of songs. It's kind of a hobby, And I think I wanted to sort of do it a little bit differently than I had been doing it before as a solo artist. I wanted to put a band together The band didn't come about, so to speak. I mean, the album was recorded pretty much still as a solo effort. But then as we went out to support it and tour, I put it together as a two-piece at the time with my buddy Leon. And now that we're working on a second record, it's now with Lowell Campbell and Anna Edwards, as he mentioned. So yeah, we're slowly growing. We're a three-piece now. But yeah, it's basically a vehicle for songs that I write, but you know, I don't want it to come across like a folk singer-songwriter record.
And that leads into my next question, because you released Total Dust in 2012, and so now you're working on more stuff. What can we expect from the new album? Is it going to follow a similar theme as to what we heard on the first album, or will there be a bit of a difference in maybe the theme or the sound?
Yeah, it sounds different so far. I mean, it changes. I've worked most of last year trying to record a record, and I didn't have as much success with that one. It just wasn't sitting right with me. You know, it is always a little bit of a challenge when, for me, it's a challenge anyway. Like, writing a song on a guitar is a fun, easy thing to do. And I can make a connection with it on an emotional level in that early stage. But I think when you start to put all the pieces together and it starts to take shape, it doesn't always sound exactly like you want it to. Or at least in my case, I'm picky, and in order to make it reflect something that I would, hypothetically like as a listener, I think there's a real challenge there. The Dusted record was really minimal because I think that sort of suits my taste. And I'm trying to essentially make a record that's not as minimal. I'm trying to make more of a band sounding record, more songs with drums, more songs that are just bigger and louder, more produced. I think that's the trick. I'm trying to make a record that's bigger sounding, but maybe not necessarily more produced. So I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. I want it to be experimental and moody and have all these kind of interesting aesthetics. But yeah, I don't know. It's a work in progress.
And Dusted is pretty different in a good way from Holy F and the music you make with them. And I noticed that you have a new album coming out for the band as well, for Holy F. How do you manage working on these projects as well as all the other things that you do?
Well, mentally I tend to compartmentalize them into two different spaces, very easily, in the same way that, we can throughout our day do two different things. I mean, you can read a book and you can watch a movie, and it's not like the brain gets confused. I think maybe time-wise it gets a little tricky. I had sort of planned on finishing a Dusted record last year and then dedicating this year to finishing the Holy F record, but it just doesn't always work the way you want it to. Holy F has taken a while because our bandmates live in different parts of the world. Our drummer lives in New York. Bass player lives out east here in Dartmouth, actually, and now they all have kids. So I think maybe things, those pieces don't fall together quite as you want them to, at least in terms of a schedule. So right now I'm working on both records at once, doing a little bit on one and a little bit on other. I just played in Victoria last week with Holy F, and now I'm playing Sappy Fest and Sackville with Dusted. So I'm sort of having to be a little bit schizophrenic at the moment. It's exciting. It's part of the reason why I think things are taking a little longer than I want them to.
Well, you can catch Dusted live tonight in Sackville at Sappy Fest. It will be a great show. And you can also check them out online, totallydusted.bandcamp.com. For those hearing the rebroadcast of this show, just a sample of the awesomeness that you can check out next year at Sappy Fest. And you can also check out the website, sappyfest.com. All kinds of websites in there. We'll make sure we post them to our Facebook page. Brian, thanks for checking in with us, and have fun tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Here is Dusted in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. More of the charts continue after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Sleep, but my body was tired, tangled in the
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Number 6.
At number six, dance number four, that was Bad, Bad, Not Good from the album Three, and a track called Eyes Closed. Before that, you heard from Cousins and Death Man. They're at number seven, down one spot this week with The Halls of Wickwire. And before that, you heard our guest, Dusted, with Cut Them Free.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, and as we've been mentioning throughout the program, we are live on location in CHMA. It is Sackville's campus and community radio station, and we're live here doing the show in the vein of Sappy Fest. We're getting our Sappy on and having some fun and getting ready for the big shows, but we're also continuing the countdown and continuing our segments, and that includes music news fresh from Exclaim magazine. Steven's still on the line with us, and we're going to kick things off with Effed Up. They've announced some more Canadian dates.
Yes, they have. The band revealed some Glass Boys B-sides earlier this week, and now they've also unveiled a batch of tour dates supporting those songs and more. The band have a pair of dates in Montreal coming up early in August, as well as a Vancouver appearance a few days later. Later on in September, they'll be filling out the middle of the country as they hit Saskatoon, Edmonton, Calgary, Regina, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Sudbury, and their hometown of Toronto. The band's new single, Blink and the Way We Did, are available now for pre-order. They will be on opposite sides of a 7-inch. You can listen to the songs online at exclaim.ca and expect more B-sides to be let loose later this summer, as the band has promised a single series of songs that didn't make the record. So lots to come from that band.
And those tour dates hitting Saskatoon and Edmonton, as you spoke of, in the western part of Canada, also includes some great bands that they'll be on tour with, including Always, which is a band that's familiar to our listeners. They're on the program, so you should definitely check that out.
Yes, they are a very excellent band, so do check that out. And to end off, maybe a little bit of silly news here. Mastodon's Brett Hinds has been taking time off from the band to carve a mastodon.
Oh, man. It's a.
You told me you were gonna lose it, and here we are.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna happen. This story struck me as soon as I saw it. I was like, "What is going on here? Like, this is it's a piece of work. I will say that."
Yes. So before the band, before Metal Titans Mastodon head out on their North American tour for their new album Once More Round the Sun, guitarist Brett Hinds is refining his woodworking skills and carving himself a giant wooden penis. As he explained on his Instagram account, he recently took up carving again, and his first creation in over a year is what he describes as a, quote, giant penis. We won't speak on the appearance of the sculpture too much here on the phone, but you can see the photo online at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the band's upcoming tour dates, including a single Canadian stopover in Montreal at the Metropolis on October 29th. So something humorous to send to your immature metal-loving friends.
It is. It's a story for the ages. I'm wondering whether or not they're going to bring it along with them, or if this is just a hobby project for him. But anyway, we'll let people go check out the website if they want to see more. You've got a music review to tell us about, which isn't going to lead into your song pick this week, as you've done us the honor of picking a song of an artist playing at Sappy Fest. So I'll turn things over to you for your album review, and then you can give us your song pick. As always, thank you very much for joining us on the program, Steven.
Of course. My album pick this week is Jenny Lewis's new solo album, The Voyager. This is her third solo album and her second since the breakup of Rilo Kiley. It's also, in my opinion, her best. It's got a little bit of a glitzy nature to it and sort of big, sunny production, big pop songs, but the lyrics are incredibly personal, very poignant. The tortured lyrics of an album highlight, like, She's Not Me are about dissociating from oneself after cheating on a loved one, but the song's upbeat shuffle makes it very easy to listen to at any moment. The entire album is like that. You should check it out now. It's called, like I said, The Voyager by Jenny Lewis. For my song pick, I've gone with a Sappy Fest favorite of mine. The band is called Free Love Fenner, and their most recent album, and possibly the best album title of all time, is Do Not Affect a Breezy Manner. So don't, but do listen to In the Sound, which you're going to hear right now on Earshot Radio, and hopefully if you're at Sappy Fest on the festival ground.
Earshot Extra.
Remembers when her hair was Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring White Lung, Morrissey, Jenny Lewis, Tanya Tagak, Robin and Royksopp, Grazed, How to Dress Well, Mastodon, Absol, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
I'll always press my luck. was born to lose.
It's the Earshot 20.
Up one spot to number four this week. That was Bri Webb from Free Will, a track called AM Blues. Before that, you heard from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murder with In and Out of Love at number five for number 10. And their new record is called A Real Fine Mess.
All right, that's probably going to do it for us. We've got three more tracks to bring you. We're going to let you know what they are, and then it will cut out. We're running a little short on time, but thank you very much to CHMA for letting us be here live in studio. Also, hello to all of our friends back in St. John, New Brunswick. We are live from Sappy Vest. Check out all of the happenings. And if you didn't get tickets this year, make sure you get them next year. Three more tracks to bring you. Kicks off with number three. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, our top three sitting still this week. At number three, you're going to hear from Owen Paladin, Infernal Fantasy, from the record In Conflict. At number two, Chad Van Galen from Shrink Dust, a track called Evil. And closing out the show this week will be Patsy by Monomyth. They're number one with Saturnalia Regalia, their new debut record on Mint Records.
Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 2. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.